Welcome to The Roundup, where we tackle big health topics from the outback to the tropics. I'm your host, Alyssa Hatherley, a local GP and head of James Cook University's Clinical School in Mackay. In each episode, you'll hear from experienced clinicians sharing expert insights on key regional health issues, best practice approaches, and practical strategies to improve patient care in regional and rural settings. Before we begin, I'd like to respectfully acknowledge the Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, their contributions to healthcare, and the traditional owners of the lands in which we practice and provide education. In today's podcast, I'm joined by Manager of North Queensland Regional Training Hub, Andrea Muller. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for having me today.
It's great to have you here to be able to talk about regional training pathway options. Can you start by explaining what NQRTH is, please?
So NQRTH is a federally funded program from the Department of Health and Aged Care, facilitated by JCU. We have regional training hub staff across Mackay, Townsville, Cairns, Cape and Torres and Mount Isa and Central West. So we have people on the ground to assist you with any of your training pathway queries. We have a really great website, nqrth.edu.au, which highlights all of the different specialty training that you can complete in the North Queensland region. And we also have different stories about where students have gone on to train and then work locally in our region and all of the fantastic opportunities that they have to do in the region.
Oh, that's fantastic, Andrea. Actually, one of our local doctors who's been using the NQRTH resources is Remy Sayer. She's studying to become a GP obstetrician. Shall we listen to a bit of what Remy has to say about her time?
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm joined by Dr. Remy Sayer, who's studying through the ACRM program to become a GP obstetrician. Hi, Remy.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm so excited to talk to you. Tell me about your pathway to where you are at the moment.
I've always really loved women's health, and I feel like it's an area that I could make a big difference by being open and listening to women and being not afraid to talk about topics that I think some other doctors kind of get embarrassed by or shy away from. And I really just felt like having the surgical skills with the obstetric AST would be useful out if I was rural as well. So that kind of led me to GP OBS. I did my internship in Mackay and I had a great experience. I got to spend about 8 months out in Proserpine doing emergency and also ward and some anaesthetics and some obstetrics there. So that really kind of solidified things for me. And then I jumped onto the ACRM pathway in my second year out and, yeah, basically did another rotational year to get my core generalist training terms sorted. So pediatrics, some orthopedics, more obs and gyn. And then this last year in 2024, I've been completing my RANSCOG. It's changed from DRANSCOGNET, which I have to keep reminding myself. It's been a wonderful opportunity. I've really, really enjoyed my training time.
Oh, that's lovely to hear that it's been so positive for you. I imagine there are some drawbacks, though. What have been the downsides, Remy?
I suppose one of the drawbacks is Mackay is a busy centre for birthing, but it definitely has dropped back with a few different factors in the past few years, COVID and things like that too. And so our birth rate isn't as high as some of the other places where my colleagues who are also undertaking their DRANSCOG training have been. So I feel like just sheerly because of numbers, I probably am not getting as exposed to as many things as some of them at busier centres. I suppose too, my family doesn't live here. I'm fortunate that my fiance is here and he's got a big family here, but I definitely do miss home. And I was thinking about it the other day and it's been nearly 10 years this year since I was at home. So it's definitely flown by.
Oh gosh, Remy, but it sounds like you found love in a regional centre. That's got to be a good draw card.
I know. I always remember at JCU, we used to balk at the fact that they do research studies on us and where we ended up and who married people from rural towns and things like that. So I guess I'm just another statistic.
But no, as long as you're a happy statistic, Remy.
A very, very happy statistic. And getting married in Airlie Beach, so going back to Proserpine yet again.
Oh, wow, fantastic. What are some of the resources or some of the people who you reached out to to help you in your decision making, because we don't do these things on our own, do we? It's kind of a team sport, isn't it, becoming a doctor?
Definitely, definitely. And I suppose I came from a background where no one in my family is medical, so no one had ever navigated the training, and no one could really give me advice from like a training perspective. So I suppose I definitely really lent on those mentors that I made in Proserpine that I'm still in contact with to this day, and also those mentors through the GP practice that I was at as a med student, which is actually the one I'm going back to this year, which is a nice full circle moment. I also, this year, in terms of navigating my Transcog training, we've been really fortunate that they've been putting a lot more support into the training. And I've actually had a GP obstetrician mentor, so Dr. Cass McKay, who's up in Mareeba. So we basically catch up by phone or sometimes in person about once a month. And she's just been so helpful as someone who has tread a similar path and then is on the other side now as someone who's fellowed. And she was really great just for bouncing ideas off and trying to optimize the experience that I was getting. I was able to do extra upskilling placements down in the Sunshine Coast, which is just a busier centre. So was able to kind of supplement my logbook that way. She was the one who planted the idea for doing a further 0.5 of obstetrics this year with the 0.5 of GP training, which was something I hadn't even really entertained. And she's just been, yeah, an absolute just trove of information and support, and trying to, and also giving a I suppose an example of someone who's on the other side and what that work-life balance looks like as someone who is an amazing GP obstetrician, and also a mother and a great wife and all of those kind of things. So it's nice to have a role model, and the rural generalist pathway has provided me with that this year, which has been great.
Oh, Remy, that's fantastic. Now, what tips would you give to someone who is considering undertaking specialty training in regional Queensland?
I think I would definitely say, I was thinking about this last night, that I jumped to a Pietro level and started my registrar training quite quickly. And I almost sometimes wish that I'd spent a little bit more time, like maybe one more year as an RMO, just rotating into different specialties, just to, even as I've ended up as a generalist, but just to kind of get a wider perspective and make sure that you're definitely not ruling something out. So I think definitely don't rush. There's plenty of time, and try and explore things widely. And I think too, because I've always been regional in terms of my training, I've never been down Brisbane way. I probably am a little bit biased, but I think that up here, it's so much easier to progress. You're so much more supported. And I think the work-life balance is overall better from what I've heard. So I definitely think don't discount training in the more northern regional parts of Australia, because there's just as many opportunities. Often they're more untapped, and yeah, even more opportunities than down in the bigger centres. Not to disregard the kind of more subspecialised and I suppose, yeah, areas down south, but I think definitely don't disregard the wealth of experience that can be had up here. Oh, and also to go and do rural training, even if you don't want to be a rural generalist, definitely I would recommend spending at least a term in a smaller hospital. I think it just gives you more of an appreciation for when you do become a specialist in a bigger area, and you're receiving calls from those doctors who are in rural places, the limitations that they have, how they approach medicine differently. And I think it would just makes people better practitioners and able to support their rural colleagues better.
Oh, couldn't agree with you more, Remy. For someone who's done small town work, you are assured of having a sympathetic ear on the other end when they've similarly done small town work.
Definitely.
Dr. Remy Sayer, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Alyssa. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Andrea, Remy's had such a great time in the Mackay region. Now, one of the great services that NQRTH can offer is helping people new to a region to settle into that region, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It can seem very daunting for kids who have moved up from, say, Brisbane, and they're arriving in Mackay and they don't know anyone. So we can help them settle in, put them on WhatsApp groups with people in similar situations, invite them to attend all of the sporting club sign-on, which occurs locally in each of the sites. We can even put them in touch with local childcare centres if they have young family, and let them know about schools and which are the good suburbs to live in. So basically we can just connect them with a whole lot of people, and we really do encourage people to immerse themselves in local community events.
Oh, that's really good to hear. I spoke with Dr. Sally McGoffin, who found settling into the community where she did her internship, which was Mount Isa, an incredibly important part of her experience. She's now doing her RANSCOG training. Shall we have a listen to what Sally has to say?
Yeah, thanks, Alyssa.
I'm joined now by Dr. Sally McGoffin, who's an ONG registrar who's recently moved to Townsville. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you going?
I'm so excited to talk to you. Having met through Mackay years ago, just can you tell us a bit about how you came to be in this place in your training career?
Well, thanks, Alyssa. Thanks so much for having me on here. It's exciting to be able to talk about the training pathway that I've been on so far. So my medical training began in Mount Isa in 2021, where I completed my internship and residency over an 18-month period. So that was a really great time. I got excellent clinical exposure, had a really fun time, and great experience in my obstetrics and gynecology rotations there. And then with a growing passion for ONG and a desire to look to try and get onto RANSCOG training, I made the move halfway through my residency year over to Mackay, where I worked for 2.5 years as a principal house officer in obstetrics and gynecology. During that time, I worked towards my application for RANSCOG. There's lots of different aspects to that. So I spent that time working towards that, and I applied for training in 2024 to start in 2025, and luckily I was successful in that. So I've just moved up to Townsville and I'll be starting here in February, which is really exciting.
Congratulations, Sally. It's so exciting to get that little bit further along to achieve your dream. Now, what have been
Thank
some of
you.
The good things about your training in regional Queensland so far?
My experience has been that regional training just gives you absolutely excellent clinical exposure. So I have been exposed to a broad spectrum of obstetrics and gynecology throughout my time working regionally. And I think what makes the regional sites really special is that you get to be very hands-on involved in the cases, in the management, and you get to build up a really great skill set from quite a junior point in your career. So I've certainly found that very advantageous. And I think that the exposure that you get through, you know, more direct consultant supervision and teaching, and, you know, just more exposure simply because there's not as many other people there, that would definitely stand out to me as the highlight of doing these pre-vocational years in a regional area.
So that's been an incredibly positive experience. What have been some of the drawbacks that you've identified?
I suppose, you know, the drawbacks would include that when you're trying to build a CV for one of the surgical specialties, there are lots of other components to it. So research is a big component, and I have certainly struggled and found that quite difficult to get research components whilst working regionally, particularly working in Mount Isa and Mackay. There's no ethics committee on site in those locations, and, you know, there's varying levels of interest in doing publishable research. So that was difficult getting exposure to that, I would say. And then the other thing, I suppose, is that, you know, when you're working somewhere that's typically understaffed, the hours can be very long and demanding, which can, again, take away from your time to be able to work on those other aspects of your CV for applying to those specialty pathways. But I think that's really quite a widespread issue throughout Queensland Health. So I don't necessarily think that's regional only.
And so, Sally, what would your hot tips be for junior doctors considering specialty training in regional areas?
I think just go for it. I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there that, you know, specialist colleges are only looking for people who are from metropolitan areas, who know the right people and who've done heaps of research. And of course, while those things come into it, there is nothing to stop anyone from the regional areas applying to these pathways and being a really strong candidate. So I think it helps if you have a little bit of an idea of what you want to do early on in your career. Of course, it's not essential, but it certainly helps because then you can really focus in on that specialty. So working regionally, my experience was that it's a little bit easier to get a foot in the door with the unaccredited registrar or the PHO jobs. So if you've got a specialty that you're interested in, work really hard and show lots of initiative in your internship and residency, which will set you up well to get a job as a PHO or an unaccredited registrar. And once you've got your foot in the door there, it's really up from there. So just, I suppose, don't let anything hold you back. Don't listen to any misconceptions or it's too hard. You definitely can do it.
Oh, that's fantastic advice, Sally. And of course, looking out for those research opportunities to add those to your CV as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Looking out for those.
So North Queensland Regional Training Hubs have some resources. Have you found those at all helpful?
Mm-hmm. I have. I have been really inspired, particularly by the stories that have been published of other doctors' journeys on the North Queensland Regional Training Hub throughout the years. And I think that getting those stories out there is really important because it reminds the junior doctors that, you know, people are achieving these subspecialties or, you know, getting onto these surgical programs from the regions. And I have certainly found that really inspiring and really helpful throughout my training.
That's such good news, Sally. What about throwing yourself into your new regional home? How essential is that?
Oh, I think it's so important. I think that when you go somewhere new, it's really important to try and avoid the mindset of, okay, well, I'm only here for 12 months or 24 months and I just need to get in and survive at work. I think it's really important to try and make, you know, the current and the present moment as enjoyable as possible, which includes, you know, fully immersing yourself in not only work but life as well. So, you know, throwing yourself into your community, getting involved with when you can get time, you know, social things or sporting things, and trying to make the most of where you're living is really, really important. Because if you get in the mindset of, well, I'm just going to go here for 12 months and it's not really where I want to live, but I'll just get in and do it, you know, those months add up and it can all become quite a drawn out process.
Sally, is there anything else that you think our listeners really need to hear about succeeding in regional training?
Look, I think that as long as you can, you know, keep the goal, keep what you want to achieve in mind, don't let anything set you back. And yeah, just keep chipping away at it. Don't let any little setback or little hurdle stand in your way. I think that, you know, whilst there can sometimes be some extra challenges with training regionally, I think that overwhelmingly it's a very positive experience. And as corny as it may sound, you know, the stars are the limit. So just go for it.
Oh, Sally, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate hearing your wisdom that you've achieved over the last couple of years, and best of luck in Townsville.
Thank you so much.
Oh, Sally is so keen to be back in Townsville, Andrea. Now, NQRTH also works incredibly hard to help junior doctors achieve their career goals in terms of helping the specialist training pathway application process, don't you?
That's right, Alyssa. We support different student groups that link in with the interns and junior doctors in your specialty of choice. So if you're really keen to get onto the surgical training pathway, we link you in with current registrars and consultants that can help you study for your GCSE. Similarly, we have for physician training, obs and gynae training, so psychiatry. All of these groups help to put you in touch with consultants and registrars who have just been successful so they can support you about what kind of things you need on your resume. One of the most important things is having some research on your resume. So we are able to link you in with both JCU researchers and hospital researchers to help you get onto research projects early on in your medical training career, including your undergraduate. It doesn't have to be that time consuming, but you'll find real value about joining some of these groups. And NQRTH also offers research bursaries to help you in your journey. Similarly, you will notice that whilst you might be one of 10 in a busy city hospital in the back of a surgical room, in Townsville or Mackay, you might be one of one or one of two. So you will be getting hands-on teaching from consultants, and we'll help you to navigate those relationships to ensure that they can give you excellent references for your CV.
That's a fantastic opportunity, isn't it? That close one-on-one relationship building. And QRTH also helps with your CV in terms of just writing it too, don't you?
That's right. We have very good resources on our website about how to write a CV, a cover letter, interview tips and tricks, and we do have a designated resource in the form of Dr. Ash Coxon, who is able to help people on a one-on-one basis as well.
What a fantastic experience. Now, one of the local doctors who's now doing general practice training, Alex Boland, spoke to me about his experience in smaller hospitals like Serena and Proserpine. And his wife's actually doing end-to-end psychiatry training in regional Queensland as well. Let's hear what Alex has to say. I'm joined now by Dr. Alex Boland. Welcome, Alex.
Hello.
Alex, you're a GP registrar in Mackay. What brought you to Mackay?
So I guess a few different reasons. Both my partner and I did med school at UQ, and I was super interested in kind of rural generalism. And my partner was American, so for her it was a bit easier to get a job in a regional area. And Mackay kind of had the best of both worlds, where they had quite a good rural opportunity, but particularly an internship, and allowed me to go out to Proserpine for 6 months, which was absolutely incredible, and also allows my wife to kind of tick off her moratorium. So it was kind of the best of both worlds.
So you said that one of the drivers to come here was the rural experience. What were the biggest values, do you think, of coming to Mackay for that rural experience?
So I grew up in a small country town in Moree. So that rural lifestyle and that has always kind of been attractive to me. And just looking at all the internship options, Mackay seemed to have one of the best programs, I'd say, if you wanted to, give a go rural and get that experience and see if I really enjoyed it, which was part of the reason why I definitely wanted to give that a crack. And it permitted me, I even did a bit of GP time up in Airlie Beach, and then the 6 months in Proserpine, which allowed me to do kind of ED, but also the ward and do a little bit of anaesthetics and ONG in the theatre there as well. So it gave me the experience of, there's you and you essentially hands-on with the boss. It's you and the boss. There's no, not many, registrars. Something happens and you get the hands-on experience, which as an intern is quite rare. So that was definitely part of the reason and the appeal, I think, to look. And I know during my med student rotations, that was, the rural rotation was one of my favorites. So, yeah.
So, Alex, you highlight a couple of common themes amongst our junior doctors. One is lifestyle. The lack of a commute is always a positive.
It is.
And being hands-on, it is a real thing, isn't it? As a junior doctor, a very junior doctor, you're getting your hands dirty. You're getting your hands on the patients and not just signing paperwork, aren't you?
You are, and I think that is definitely a big thing, because I had lots of friends who, were down in Brisbane and at bigger facilities, and besides ED, a lot of it was paper pushing. And for me at Proserpine in particular, each day was very different. Some days I'd be helping out with fracture clinic and be doing that, and then antenatal clinic, and then in the theatres. And it was really hands-on, which was an incredible learning opportunity, particularly for me, where my fourth year was significantly interrupted by COVID. So seeing patients and seeing sick patients, that experience wasn't there necessarily in the end of med school. So it was very beneficial for me in my internship.
What do you think the real benefit is of having that really close working relationship with your consultants, Alex?
I just think it gives you get their experience, which I think is the biggest part. I mean, it is. I also find that really, I just t tend to kind of, I don't know. I'm a bit biased, and to say that most rural people are a bit more down to earth. So, getting to hang out with them and chat with them about their life experiences, and a lot of the time. They ne aren't necessarily from that region, so they've actually come from, whether it's Africa or somewhere else, where they've had some incredible experiences in the in in their medical time. So getting to learn all of their kind of stories and little tidbits that you can take forward in your own learning.
So it sounds like you think your experience has been probably more valuable as a junior doctor than your peers who are still in those big metros. Do you think that's fair to say?
I do, in parts. I mean, I guess, when you're at Mackay and Proserpine, you see the basic things. So, like anything that's more complex, so neurosurge or, your peds ICU or any of those kind of really niche specialty areas, you don't get exposed to that necessarily. But on the other hand, when there is a big trauma, and you and the boss are the only doctors in the hospital, you get those hands-on very quickly and that experience very, very quickly. So there are definitely some perks working in a big metro hospital. But as a junior doctor, I think working outside that in a regional area where you can get that hands-on is a massive boost in not just, I guess, your own experience, but also your confidence in knowing that you can manage these things.
And Alex, can I ask about your wife's psychiatry training? Do you think for her the experience in Mackay has been positive in terms of her training pathway? I'm just wondering if there's been any downsides for her to start her training regionally.
No, so I think that was another perk of Mackay is that you can actually complete your whole psychiatry training in Mackay, which is, not necessarily the same with other specialties. But for us, and I know a lot of my friends, Mackay was great. So back to internship, we had a really, really close group of friends who all kind of have stuck with it. And most of us have been here for the last 4 years. And, we did a kind of a year of internship, a year of kind of rotational. And then a lot of them actually found, their career that they wanted to go into. And so a lot of them have actually become PHOs and registrars on the program very early in their careers, and are able to start those careers here. Some of them, yes, you definitely do have to move away, but for psychiatry and GP and rural gen, yeah, you can actually complete all of it in Mackay, which is wonderful.
Now, Alex, you said that yourself and many of your friends have found your subspecialties quite early on. Is that really necessary? Do you think sometimes junior doctors rush into a particular subspecialty?
Absolutely. So for me, I've been tossing up essentially Akron versus RACGP for the last 3 years, and I finally made a choice and have chosen RACGP. But no, my whole thing was always, and that was the appeal of rural gen and GP, is you're kind of a jack of all trades and you get to, know a little bit about everything. But I was always of the opinion that I wanted to try everything and rule things out. And so I did kind of 2 years of rotational work rather than jumping straight in as a PHO, because I wanted to try different specialties and see exactly kind of what I wanted. And I don't think you miss out on career progression. I do think that whatever you do, whatever experiences you do get, you can take into whatever field you go into eventually. So I definitely do not think that there is a rush to, get where you think you want to be. And, I've had plenty of friends who've jumped on and then realized actually this is not for me, and then have gone back to rotational work and have found something else. So it's definitely not a rush.
That's great advice, isn't it? Make a choice. And if it's the wrong choice, choose to make another choice. Don't feel afraid.
Now, yeah, it's okay to go back and start again.
That's exactly right. Now, Alex, you spent time in Proserpine Hospital, you said, going from a regional hospital to a smaller rural facility like Ingham or Ayr. What do you think that added to your growth as a junior doctor?
Quite a lot. So I've also, in the past year, I was a PHO at Serena Hospital, which is half an hour south of Mackay. So, adding to my rural hospital experience, I guess. I've spoken to many medical students who've gone through Proserpine and from JCU, and a lot of them have absolutely loved it, and a lot of them have always wanted to come back as a junior doctor to Prospine, and that says a lot about one, the hospital, but also about, I guess, rural gen itself. My biggest appeal was always I liked working in a small knit community, and you get to know all the nurses, you get to know all the doctors, and it's a real team environment. And I feel like, in a bigger hospital, there is always kind of interdepartment drama, whereas there's not really that because, everything's about the patient, and it's such a small community that, yeah, it's really fun to work in.
Oh, Andrea, Alex has had a great experience here, and it's fantastic that psychiatry training can be delivered end to end in a lot of our regional hospitals, including Mackay. Now, NQRTH for those doctors in specialist training pathways who can't complete it all in North Queensland, your group with NQRTH can help with that transitioning into a big metro and then back into a regional centre, can't you?
Oh, that's right, for sure. So obviously, like as you say, it's just not possible to do all of your specialty training for some of the specialties. And the consultants will tell you that's a good thing. Go to the city, see a few different case mix and caseload, and then come back to the region where you can get more of that one-on-one training and nurturing and mentorship in the regions. So we can help by ensuring that you do have a place to come back to when you want to come back to the region. Kind of like have it on hold because we are able to speak to the specialty colleges and also the local people in charge of clinical training. We can assist you in transferring to the city, whether that helps to navigate your move, what have you. And then often, if you're coming back to the regions, there are sometimes rental subsidies that we can help you with applications for that as well.
That's fantastic. Actually, that is important to set us up for the next chat that I had with Dr. Emily May. I first met Emily in Mackay after she had relocated from another regional centre, having grown up in Alice Springs. She's off to Adelaide now to do just a little bit of ICU training, which was not her original plan. But let's have a listen to what Emily has to say about her experience in regional Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if I can use ICU as my most recent example, I think that speaks to that a lot. Whilst ICU is a very intense environment, it's in the name, I think, once you get to know the consultants, and they get to know you, they know what you can and can't do. They know you very individually. They know what your strengths are, the things that you want to work on. And whatnot, especially if you're interested in that area, they are going to take an interest in you and they're going to try and foster your growth and learning. And it's almost like a one-on-one tutoring experience, which I just think it's invaluable. And I mean, in terms of procedures and all of those things, I just can't say that I would have ever had the experience that I've gotten if I was to go and do a junior house or senior house officer role in intensive care in a large centre. Like, for example, in 3 months, I've managed to do about probably close to 20 PICC lines and probably about 10 central lines. And I don't know where else you would be able to do that because in a large hospital, those services are quite specialised and they're often done by a subspecialty. For example, in the Royal Adelaide ICU, I know that the PICC service just is run by a nurse practitioner. So there is no opportunity to do that. And I think that makes a huge difference. I think also, you lean towards being a lot more of a generalist, which it like a generalist as a doctor. For example, in intensive care here, we have everything from, pediatrics to obstetrics to general medicine type presentation, surgical. You have to be very versatile and very quick on your feet and quick thinking when you're having to shift your mindset between these patients and deal with, a surgical issue and then deal with a pediatric issue. And it's really, what's the word? It's very stimulating for the mind, I guess. Like you're always trying to think of the next thing.
Oh, Emily's had just a fantastic experience, Andrea. Looking forward to having her back in North Queensland. What a great chat we've had today. Thank you so much for your time. I should just point out, though, that NQRTH has a couple of webinars coming up shortly to help support people in their decision-making around the intern recruitment campaign and then the RMO and registrar recruitment campaign. We might just pop the links for those webinars in the podcast notes here. And I suppose we should just remember Sally's words when we're thinking about choosing a regional training location. Sally said, just go for it. You definitely can do it. And we should all keep that front of mind when we're thinking about our future career pathways. Hey, Andrea.
Yeah, for sure. Sally says it right. Thank you so much for having me today, Alyssa. It's been fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Andrea. For more information about the Roundup, or to share your feedback and ideas for future episodes, visit nqrth.edu.au/roundup-podcast or contact us at nqrth.mackay@jcu.edu.au. We also want to advise that the views and opinions presented in this podcast are those of the speaker only and do not represent the views and opinions of James Cook University, Northern Queensland Regional Training Hubs, or Queensland Health. The content supplied in this podcast is not intended as medical advice and is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Northern Queensland Regional Training Hubs is an initiative of the Australian Government's Integrated Rural Training Pipeline, and is facilitated by James Cook University in partnership with public and private hospitals, Queensland Aboriginal and Islander Health Council, health services, Aboriginal community controlled health organisations, and general practice clinics.